You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's with me in Studio A, and on the phone we have Dr. Doug Johnson of the UK Research and Education Center at Princeton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Johnson, I didn't come to you alone with a request to talk about to Banaday. I didn't know that's what they were called, but I've actually had several eyewitnesses talking about the aggressiveness of biting flies this during this passage of very hot weather. So I'm not alone in my wondering, what the heck are they doing and how come they're picking on me? So could we start with maybe you telling us the range of biting flies in this family, the size range?
Well, some of the tabanids, the ones that we generally refer to as horseflies, are actually quite large, probably a half, sometimes closer to three-quarters of an inch. They're very robust. They're stout flies. They fly very fast. They have very large compound eyes. Of course, insects have their eyes are not like ours. They don't focus like ours do. Each eye is made up of thousands of individual facets, which allows them to see movement or detect movement very well, but doesn't allow the focus that we think of when we think of our eyesight. They're sometimes very brightly colored. I don't know really how else to describe them. They look a bit like house flies in terms of overall body shape, but generally much larger and much more robust.
Why do they seem, at least on my regular walking route, to kind of inhabit a particular space and to be very aggressive in that space? Maybe that's just, like you told me before, it's just my imagination.
Well, that's very difficult for me to. I don't know that, for instance, that you can assess to these animals things like territoriality that you would with maybe a dog, a coyote, foxes and things like. I think that would probably not be the right way to look at it. Nonetheless, they would be, for lack of a better term, maybe somewhat confined to areas in which they do well, if you'll allow me that. And that's going to require a couple of different things. One of them is that their larvae are largely aquatic, so they need to be around some place where the larva can complete their life cycle. Now, this doesn't have to be a lake. I mean, this could be a bucket of water. This could be a damp spot in a deep woods or something like that. So they're going to be in that kind of area, but also probably more importantly, they are the ones that you've noticed and that your friends have noticed apparently are probably blood feeders. They're biting flies, so their range can be up to several miles. Actually, they can fly very well. So if they're in a location that they are successful at obtaining their food, then they're going to hang in that kind of, they're going to be more prominent in that kind of a location. They have to have a blood meal to nourish the eggs in order to generate offspring.
Well, that sounds
now,
kind
as
of
to
frightening.
Why they like you in particular, Kate, I don't know. I think I could probably only get in trouble down that road. But, you know, there are all kinds of cues that these animals use to find people, CO2, heat. They surely detect other kinds of chemicals. It may be, as we often talk about with mosquitoes, I use my wife and myself as an example. We can stand in the yard together, and she's eaten up, and I swat one or two. Why that is, perhaps it's just a matter of the chemicals that we give off out of our own breath and off of our own body. But I don't know that that's necessarily the case.
I know you think these are silly questions, but let me ask you
about
the smaller flies that one can almost not see that that kind of hang with you. They find you and hang with you during long walks.
Well, they're probably biting flies too, and they've detected that you are a morsel, and they're going to do what they can to get the meal that they require. Some of the deer fly types, some of the other types in this same group, the deer flies are usually the ones that, the deer flies are the smaller ones. What we call horse flies are usually the larger ones, but you have to be very careful with common names because different people associate different animals with those names. But for instance, people will notice them around their ankles and their lower extremities trying to bite and get that meal. So they're going to, if you're giving off the right heat signature and the right chemical signature, they're very tenacious. They, whether or not they get that blood meal not only means that the individual fly, will live or die, it means everything about whether or not their offspring will be successful. And since most living creatures, their greatest need is to move their genes into the next generation, so they will follow right along where they think. Well, they're not thinking. Excuse me, they do not think. they're moving right along where they are successful, because the ones that are not successful, you won't notice because they will die.
Wow, they must do something good for us in addition to being real pests.
Well, I'm not sure how you choose to judge nature. They are what they are. They're predatory in some. And this is a very large family, by the way. This is probably 3,000 species more of animals in this group, and the families are, they're somewhat related, pretty much by how they're put together and how they operate. But I'm not sure that good or bad has any real meaning to them. That's pretty much a human judgment.
May I rephrase? What do they contribute to the environment?
What do they contribute to the environment? Well, they are a source of food for any number of birds and other small mammals, for sure, especially or other small animals, not just mammals. They contribute in that way. Some of them are predators, so they may be eating some things that you would prefer not to have around, even though they may try to munch on you at the same time. But animals in general, and maybe insects in particular, aren't around you because they're good. They're around you because they're successful in what they do. So, they're not human. They're not thinking about making a contribution to the environment. They're actually, obviously, they're not thinking at all. They're only trying to reproduce, to live, reproduce, push the next generation, push their species into the next generation. It's not a matter of good or bad. It's not a matter of contributing or not contributing. It's a matter of whether or not they are successful or not successful.
Dr. Johnson, I think I am totally warped by having seen the movie The Fly at a very early age,
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's right. But we look through our own lens at things. But when you're studying a group of animals, we have the ones that we like and the ones that we don't like, the ones we think that are soft and fuzzy and really good, and the ones that we don't care for at all. And this group of animals is probably in that group that we don't care for at all, which goes along with mosquitoes and the little biting midges, the non-insect but ever-present ticks and chigger mites, and all of that group of animals that you could probably make, anybody could make a fairly easy list of, well, if I could get rid of something, what would I be, what would I get rid of? These would be in the group that are, that you would like to do away with. It is unlikely to occur because you can see that they are actually quite successful at what they do.
Thanks so much for being with us today. Tracy, are you wanting to itch a little bit?
I walk outside and they smack me in the head, and sometimes the leaf helps. It's just not fair.
We do appreciate your expertise, and we'll be more neutral about these critters around us.
Well, okay. Good deal. Just remember that there are basically more insect species than all other animals on Earth combined. So if you want to have that philosophical discussion about what is successful and what is not, that would be a good place to start.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You are with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.